With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Procession of New York Police Department officers today escorting the remains of their slain brother, Jonathan Diller, to a Long Island church for his funeral service. Diller was shot and killed Monday during a traffic stop. Funeral services followed 2 days of wakes during the week that drew thousands of visitors, including Donald Trump. A shipment of aid to Palestinians in Gaza arriving. There's growing concerns of a famine.
Off the coast of the Cypriot port of Larnaca, a large ship carrying aid could be seen on the horizon. It's one of three vessels heading in a convoy carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza. World Central Kitchen said the vessels and a barge were carrying ready-to-eat items like rice and canned vegetables that were enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United Nations and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. Humanitarian officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow for more aid by road. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Norman Hall reports on the detention of more Russian journalists.
Authorities in Russia have detained 6 journalists across the country this month, including a journalist who covered the trials of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny for several years. Navalny died in an Arctic penal colony in February. The detentions were revealed by media freedom organization Reporters Without Borders. Antonia Favorskaya was reportedly detained and accused by Russian authorities of taking part in an extremist organization for her social media post. 2 other journalists were temporarily detained after they came to meet Favorskaya in the detention center where she was being held. I'm Norman Hall.
And this is SRN News. Well, the Democrats want a new national holiday.
Legislation has been introduced on Capitol Hill that would establish March 10th as Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. Sponsored by Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, the measure would, quote, celebrate the courage, compassion, and high-quality care that abortion providers offer to families across the U.S. The bill, which is unlikely to pass, is being described as a Democratic election year stunt. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An example of China's persecution of Christians. A pastor released from prison after 7 years, but finds himself unable to access even the most basic services because the government identification has been permanently revoked. Pastor John Cao was arrested in 2017 while returning from a missionary trip in Myanmar. This is SRN News. A bird flu has been found in a number of cows in Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico. Authorities say the virus is affecting older dairy cows, but the Department of Agriculture says the milk supply remains safe. Federal judge in Reno, Nevada, has ruled U.S. land managers failed to adopt a legal herd management plan before 31 Mustangs died during the roundup of more than 2,000 critters last summer. The judge ordered the Bureau of Land Management to complete a formal herd management plan for the Pancake Complex in Nevada by next March. Police in New Mexico have captured a quick race on body cam video. Footage shows a shoplifter who apparently thought he could outrun a police officer. Oh, by the way, did we tell you the police officer was on a police horse? The horse won, the shoplifter lost, and he's now in custody. More details at SRNnews.com.